Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. This is Sandy. And before I get started, I'd like to give honor and respect to my godfather, Papa Hector. So let's get ready to roll into this. Today's topic is about social media and your business. Social media and your control. All these different things we're going to jump into, all right? So the first thing I want to talk about is a lot of harassment and bullying and different things that are going on with children, people, doxing people. There's a lot going on that we really need to dive into here. So one of the first things is that you don't have control over social media. You don't. The platform itself can suspend you, take your platform away. People can do all kinds of things to get your platform taken away. In one particular social media platform, I refused to go live because I watched people basically do nothing, literally nothing against the guidelines. And because a certain group of people might feel a certain way about that person for whatever reason, what happens is that person's account can get suspended, and there's a whole lot going on with that. Same thing on a different platform, people end up in Facebook jail. Okay, and this comes from people just doing the most. Sometimes it's Facebook itself, but many times it's because a lot of times people don't like what you have to say, or they just don't like you, or they may feel that you're a threat and they want all the attention for themselves. So that's another thing that's been going on since the advent of YouTube and all these different things. People want to be the main focus, and they feel as though they can help everybody, and they don't want anyone else in their road, or they try to get rid of the person that may have what they feel is the authority in that particular community or field, whatever you want to call it. So what you can do is you can dust off your blog and dust off your domain name. So when you have your domain name and your own blog, you're in more control. Something happened on Instagram. I don't know if it was about a year ago. Maybe it was a couple. I don't know. Maybe a year. Just about a year. Instagram went down. People panicked because a lot of people have taken their businesses and put a lot of their business on social media. Some people don't have a domain name. Why? Because social media made it where, oh, you really don't need that. You do. Because no one can take away your domain name. No one can take it away unless you decide you're just not going to pay for it. And you lose it in that aspect. Also, you can look at this for yourself. People have been hacked on these social media platforms. You see it all the time. Like, oh, I got to 10,000K and I got hacked, or I lost my account. Why? I'm going to start asking why. Why did you lose your account at a certain number? That's an interesting thing. Now, is it the platform or is it people? Okay. So now we're going to talk about the next thing that came about. When social media came about, people started to lose, I feel, a lot of their human connection. Whereas with blogs, you kind of, and I'm not going to say you knew the person, but because you looked at the person's blog, you were anticipating the person's blog. The person may blogged once or twice a week, and there was that buildup of anticipation, and you understood what the person, basically, they had a life outside of a blog, okay? Everybody didn't get paid for blogs. Some people did, and some people did not. So it was something they did on the side to interact with other people, to be more social. Now, the next thing that came about was Twitter. When Twitter first came out in 2006, oh my God, I remember it was the whale. And basically, it would get over capacity and the whale would come on to let you know, like, nobody can get on Twitter now because basically it was over capacity. So a lot of people, I have read blogs as of late, and they're like very disappointed. And these are not older people, okay? It's not older people. I have a student who's in his 20s and said he missed the blogs. He's in his 20s, okay? And he even stated the same thing that, you know, people knew more about their target audience because there was a response. You write a blog, you ask questions, people would respond, and people actually took the time to write. We went from leaving comments to leaving, not even leaving an emoji, you just like a post. What did you like about it? What did you like about it? And I've always stated that every like isn't a like. Sometimes people do things for other reasons, all right? But we're not going to get into that. The next thing I want to get into is, like I said, the new type of domain. See, people want more control over their information because these platforms can basically deplatform you, all right, and take things away from you. So the domains that I work on, that I work with, are on Namecheap, okay? And basically, the new domain is, the new thing is called Handshake Domains. And you should look into this because it's going to give you the experience of more freedom on the decentralized web. Okay. So you want to look into this because it's going to be an approach where it's going to be a peer-to-peer network using like blockchain technology. And it's going to be more of a secure public registry. And that means like it's going to bypass the traditional organizations and registries that's been calling the shots online. It's going to give you more freedom and control and security over your domain. And you don't have to just go with .com and things like that. And you'll have more data protection, privacy, and things like that, which is important because right as of right now, there's been a lot of doxing going on. There's been a lot of bullying. The other thing with, I feel social media made it that everybody feels like their opinion is important. And see, with blogs, you had that, of course you can turn your comments off, but then it's like, if you turn your comments off, oh my God. Oh, why? Because your opinion and what you have to say is not really important. I'm going to be frank here. Especially if it's facts. And a lot of people have become trolls because they have nothing else to do with their life. And they want to make other people's lives miserable. And they don't get any attention in their life any other way. So this is the attention that I feel that social media has given people. That to me, and it's an opinion, don't need it. Because they're spreading a lot of violence and it's easier. See, social media has made it easier for people to just jump on and do stuff. Whereas before you had to take the time. You had to take the time to write something. Now you can say a couple sentences. You can spam people. It's so much that social media, it's made people's attention spans disappear. Speaking of that, as I like to keep give you facts here, the attention span now of most people is 8 seconds. The last study they did, they said it's 8 seconds. It used to be 12 seconds in 2000. It's now 8 seconds. And some platforms, they tell you to do a video between 7 and 15 seconds, even though you may have a longer time to make a video, unless you're doing a story time and you led up to that, like you built up to that story time, you got 7 seconds. Well, here it says 8 seconds. Now, certain things you may get more. Another thing that I would tell you to do is to give people, I'm going to start doing this. Let people know, like, this is a 2-minute read. This is a 3-minute read. I think medium.com does that. You know, there's a lot of bloggers there, and it tells you like how long of a read is going to be. So you can make up your mind if you're going to do it or not. The next thing also, what you should do to help you in your business, all right, what is your focus? Who is your target market? I've had to streamline. My target now are spiritual entrepreneurs, the ones that are is creative people to a degree, but my healers, people of this nature that want to get past lots of blockages and things like that. Because no matter, and I say this, and I found this out myself, you can market, but if you have spiritual blockages, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to just be turning your wheels, and you can spend money on classes and this and that, and you're not going to make any progress, because what's going on in the spiritual realm is happening in the will manifest somehow in the physical realm, and it translates to blockages. All right, so you want to know who your target audience is. My target audience is spiritual entrepreneurs and women over 40, between 30 and 40 years of age, like from 30 and up, older women. All right. So with that being said, you want to know your target audience, because that can also give you insight into how long your posts should be, how long your videos should be. Are you dealing with single moms who are always on the go, who might be looking at their phones when, you know, they're at the playground with their kids, or maybe they're making dinner? Are you dealing with executives who have the time to kind of maybe sit back on that plane or something like that? You know who your target audience is and do research. Ask questions, because these questions can help you. So I'm going to end this particular episode here. I have another part to this, and we can get into that. If you want to, but I hope you got something from this today. I want you to really focus on taking your power back. Take your power back so no one can take your platform away. So no one can basically get you suspended and all other kind of things. So that's what I have for this particular episode, and I'll be back with a part 2. So stay tuned. All right. Bye-bye.